In your speeches, you pray for God to hasten the arrival of the hidden Imam, the Muslim Messiah. Would you tell us, as I know you will speak about this at the General Assembly as well, what is your relationship with the hidden Imam, and how soon do you think before the second coming?
Yes, that's true. I prayed for the arrival of the 12th Imam, the owner of the age, as we call him, because the owner of the age is the symbol of the justice and brotherly love prevailing around the world. When the Imam arrives, all of these problems will be resolved. And a prayer for the owner of the age is nothing but a wish for justice and brotherly love to prevail around the world. And it's an obligation a person takes upon himself to always think about brotherly love and also to treating others as equals. All people can establish such a connection with the Imam of the age. It's roughly the same as the relationship which exists between Christians and the Christ. They speak with Jesus Christ and they are sure that Christ hears them and responds. Therefore, this is not limited to us only. Any person can talk with the Imam.
You said that you believe that his arrival, the apocalypse, would happen in your own lifetime. What do you believe that you should do to hasten his arrival?
I have never said such a thing.
Ah, forgive me.
I was talking about peace.
Forgive me.
What is being said about an apocalyptic war and global war, things of that nature, this is what the Zionists are claiming. Imam Mahdi will come with logic, with culture, with science. He will come so that there is no more war, no more enmity, hatred, no more conflict. He will call on everyone to enter a brotherly love. Of course, he will return with Jesus Christ. The two will come back together, and working together, they would fill this world with love. The stories that have been disseminated around the world about extensive war, apocalyptic wars, so on and so forth, these are false.